Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you look to the national media, you'll hear a lot of very positive things being said about the Patriots, about their odds to win the AFC East, about their odds to win the AFC, their Super Bowl contendership, whether that's real or not real. But there's one group of people who have not been convinced yet, along with Greg Olson, and that is the wise guys. That is Vegas. That is the big sharp bettors. And before we dive too far into this, I just want to give the standard Vegas sports betting preamble I always give when we talk about these type of things and get into real absolutes. And that is that I understand that the betting odds are set to try and get people to bet both sides of it. That's what it's about. They want to set odds that are conducive to get action on both sides. That's the entire point of sports betting. That's how they set the lines. That's the whole kit and caboodle, okay? I'm aware of that. I understand that. I'm not saying that they think this is the best team and that's the next best team and this is the best team after that. It's about what do they think the public believes? What do they think is going to get the most action? That's really what it's all about. That's what these are all about. So the question isn't necessarily to all the wise guys. It's to why do they wise guys think this? And what the wise guys think right now is that the Patriots, despite the fact that they are on a 7-game win streak, despite the fact that they are sitting on top of the AFC, their Vegas odds have barely moved when it comes to the Super Bowl. They're at plus 2,200, which is behind the Kansas City Chiefs, who lead at plus 550, the Rams at plus 650, the Eagles at 750, Detroit 850, Buffalo 900, Seattle 1,000, Indy 1,100, the Baltimore Ravens 1,400, Green Bay 1,500, Denver 1,900, and then you get to the Patriots at plus 2,200. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 10 teams ahead of you. 10 teams in front. And that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. You want to throw a couple of NFC teams in there? Sure. Why not? Kansas City's not even a playoff team right now. The season ended today. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in. And yet they still remain the number one Super Bowl favorites. Which, if I'm, you know, Buffalo or Indy or the Rams or the Eagles, that might annoy me a little bit. But if you're the Patriots, you got to be sitting there wondering, okay, the Chiefs, fine. The Chiefs, they have a special blind spot for. But the Ravens? The Broncos? The Colts, all of them, teams that you've outplayed so far this year. What do the odds makers still not trust? What does America still not trust? What could it be? I think we know the obvious answer here, and it's one that's kind of been beaten to death and one that I think took a big blow on Sunday, and that's the strength of their schedule. Well, their schedule's no good. Okay, but they did beat the good teams on it, didn't they? I know they had a couple slip-ups early on in the beginning of the season, but they haven't looked like that team in months. They haven't looked really anything close to that team in months. They've gone toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield, two other guys heavy in the MVP conversation this year, and beaten both of them on the road. Okay? Like, they beat everybody on the road. What do they still have to prove? What is it that has people hesitant to go all in? Why has the market frozen? That's what I'd like to know. There are a couple other potential reasons for this.
You got these cupcakes on your schedule.
A little bit. They could get to 10-2. If they win these next three games, will the odds budge then? You don't have good teams coming up here. You're going to be playing a couple more cupcakes, as Stephen A. just said right there. Is that going to change anything? If they're the first team in the NFL to get to 10 wins, is that even going to make a difference? I don't know. I don't know if it is. If it's all about the schedule, then there's nothing they can do about it. If people just aren't going to trust this team, they're not going to believe in them because the schedule's so easy, then I don't understand what they're supposed to do. I don't understand how those odds could ever get any better. Jets, Bengals, and Giants coming out. They'd be an 11-win team by December 14th. They will probably be the first 11-win team with just the way the schedules are breaking out this year. And I wonder, at what point is this tide going to turn? At what point is there going to be less doubt about what this team can accomplish? I would have thought Sunday would have done something to address that. I really would have. I would have thought that a win on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, banged up as they are, Patriots are banged up too, by the way. And the main excuse always comes back to the schedule. Well, let me ask you this then. Drake May is the favorite for MVP, is he not? Mike Vrabel is the favorite for Coach of the Year, is he not? Why is he the MVP and why is he the Coach of the Year if they haven't played anybody? How does that work? How come that doesn't apply to those two guys, but it applies to the rest of the team and their potential to go on and keep winning? Like that's one of the small parts of this that I just don't get. How can May and Vrabel be getting all of this love and all of this hype and everything, which I believe they deserve? It's not like I'm saying they don't deserve it. But I don't understand how they can be getting Vegas thinking that they're the MVP and the Coach of the Year on the same team, but that team is behind the Colts and the Broncos and the Chiefs and all these other teams.
That doesn't even make sense.
See what I'm saying? How come those odds are moving and these ones are staying still? What is it about this team? Is it the defense? Okay. Now we're talking, maybe. Is this defense not quite a Super Bowl defense? Okay. I think you could say the same thing about some other teams that are on that list ahead of them, though. Are the Detroit Lions a Super Bowl defense? No. Baltimore a Super Bowl defense? Baltimore's defense blows. Lamar Jackson's an MVP candidate. Drake May's the MVP favorite. So again, what am I missing here? What am I missing with this team? What am I missing with these odds? One thing that I was thinking is that the Patriots are very reliant on big plays. And in the playoffs, you know, you kind of lose an element of that sometimes. There's always, you know, big plays in the playoffs, but I feel like teams that are really dependent on that, you get to the playoffs, things tighten up a little bit. You don't really get as many of those, you know. It's just they put much more of an emphasis on not getting beat deep. Drake May and those crazy plays that he keeps, you know, pulling rabbits out of his hats against these defenses, maybe that type of thing won't be as easy to pull off when you get to the postseason. Something like that? Maybe? They're inexperienced when it comes to postseason play? There's a chance, and I heard Curran talking about this, if they keep on like they're going, they're going to get a bye. And then they'll play a home division game, okay? A home division playoff game, and if they win that, they're in the conference championship. Like, this used to be the way things were every year. This is what you expected every single year. And they may be right back knocking on the door of that again, and that's such a huge advantage. Such a huge advantage. The two games they've lost this year were home games. And it was at a time when fans and everybody were sort of wondering, is this team ever going to be good at home again? I think if they have a home playoff game and they're at the top of the division, top of the conference, going into the playoffs, yeah, there's teams that have fallen short in that same scenario, of course. But I feel like they weren't 11th in the betting odds. And there's still a lot of football left to play, I understand. But by the time we get to the good teams on this schedule, by the time we get to the Bills and the Ravens, they are likely to be an 11-win team. And they've beaten the Bills this year. And the Ravens are fine team, sure. That was an impressive win against the Vikings, who were just coming off a win against Detroit. So there was certainly something to be said for that. And Jackson, since he's come back from his injury, has looked dynamite. But he's still a guy who can go down with an injury in any given moment. Might have to face Joe Burrow, too, by the way, in a couple of weeks right before Thanksgiving. He's eyeing a Thanksgiving-ish return. So that may be right when you're running into that team on the 23rd. Either way, I think they win that game. Even with Burrow back, He hasn't played all year. Patriots are red hot right now. Red hot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday against the Jets, I expect them to blow doors. And if they don't, maybe we can reassess this whole conversation. Maybe the doubters will have something to say. If they lose the game, the doubters will be loud and strong. And the Stephen A's and everybody, it's a cupcake schedule, and look, they finally got exposed, which I think is BS, first of all. Exposed on their third loss after beating Buffalo and Tampa Bay on the road. Exposed on a short week in a division game. I don't think this is going to happen. But even in the event that it does, yeah, I'll be disappointed. We all will. But I don't think that's going to take a huge chunk out of the possibility of them going on and in play. They've played a lot of games in a row here. Their bye week still is a few weeks away. And with that being said, I get how you can elevate Drake May. I get how you can elevate Mike Vrabel. I get how you can do all that despite the schedule. I don't understand how you can be 11th in the Super Bowl odds. That just doesn't make sense to me. But it does seem as though there's still some doubt. There's still some skeptics out there. You just heard one of them in Greg Olson, but he's not a loud voice, and not in the sense of, you know, he's the soft-spoken or anything, or that I don't take his opinion seriously. I absolutely do. But his voice is being drowned out by a chorus of national media who believe that the Patriots are the real deal and that it's going to take a lot for them to not win the AFC East. They are an AFC contender here to win the AFC and move on to the Super Bowl. And depending on the matchup, you'll hear from various people here, this team could be a Super Bowl contender. And I think that when you have the MVP and the coach of the year, you have to be taken seriously as a Super Bowl contender. I don't see, you have to really thread the needle and really do some mental gymnastics to get out of thinking that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's one other thing. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't really understand how they even work. DVOA. Familiar with the DVOA? Aaron Schatz invented it. It is a metric in football called defense adjusted value over average. And it's a metric that measures a team or player's efficiency, comparing their performance against the league average baseline for that specific play situation. I already am bored, okay? Just in describing that and explaining it, I'm already boring myself. However, this is the type of number and the type of metric that a lot of people use. Teddy uses it every Sunday. He's talking about DVOA. And I glance at it and I make note of it, especially when there's a big discrepancy. And I got news for you here, folks. There is a big discrepancy with the Patriots in DVOA, in this statistic that I, again, don't really understand. But I can tell you this, according to Schatz, the Patriots are now 9th in offensive DVOA, despite being 15th in success rate. On the other side, the Patriots are 29th in DVOA, despite being 14th in success rate allowed on defense. And that's when the schedule comes into play without a schedule adjustment. Patriots defense would rank 18th. The average offense faced by the Patriots has a DVOA of minus 12. And they are the second 8-2 team to ever have a negative DVOA, which is, again, not something I can tell you every single detail about. But when we're trying to investigate why this team is 11th in the Super Bowl odds, stuff like that creeps into my head. Oh, okay. Well, maybe the advanced metrics tell you that this isn't exactly what it looks like, that this isn't what it seems. that this team has been fortunate maybe in some of the matchups that they had, that some of the triumphs that they had this season were actually more screw-ups by the other team. There's stuff like that, and I'm not trying to say that. But I think that that may be where some of this hesitancy comes from. I can't really think of anything else. I can't really imagine where else it would be. This team, as I said yesterday, has passed every test. They get tested in trap games and games against good teams on the road. They pass them. The first 3 weeks were a little shaky, but since then, I have no real notes. Don't let Drake May get sacked so much. They're winning in spite of it. Some guys in the defense aren't really, they're not getting to the quarterback a lot. They're not sacking the quarterback very often. They're winning in spite of it. They're shutting down the run. Drake May and the offense are getting big plays, chunk plays, getting in the end zone, good in the red zone, good on third down, all of those things. And they've combined to show a winning formula here against, yes, bad teams and also good teams on the road in must-win situations. They've got to have it, and they've had it. And that, I think, is not something that you can just dismiss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.